Proclamation number 0380 of 17th of April, 1938. Word of God. Power. Grace. Unlimited gift of the Spirit. Follow my instruction. You will find everything confirmed what you are told. That you are among people to whom the gift of God is inexplicable and who nevertheless long to hear the words. And now you experience in it the wonderful that the Lord makes contact with you according to necessity, because he looks into the hearts of those who long for him. And with their thoughts turn upwards, there the Lord soon shows them the right ways. Behold, it is the will of God that his word be fulfilled for the future. You will always unite when it is necessary to serve him, and for the time on earth you stand in his protection. And again, the name of the Lord alone remains the gate through which you enter his kingdom. Because if you confess him, you remain in his grace, but if you let his word die away and do not receive it into your hearts, then you lose this grace, and without mercy you lack strength, and you will tire in the struggle of life. And the soul's burden is terrible. It struggles and does not become free of its fetters when it lacks strength, and where then is the benefit of your existence on earth? How can you recognize the Lord where the Spirit remains shrouded in darkness? The words of the Lord convey his grace, and his never-tiring love prevails visibly when you only beg the Lord for it. He does not deny this to anyone. But again and again the desire must prevail to get into contact with the Lord. You can escape all evil, if only the will is present in you, and likewise you can receive the gifts of the Spirit if you have desire for it. Because God the Lord divides unlimitedly towards him whose desire is unlimited. He has his word ready at any time. Who only wants to hear it and always opens his heart, will be richly considered and will no longer need to hunger and thirst for the truth, and in the same way the power will be received by whoever obeys this his word, because it then flows living strength to him, so that the promise comes true, I will refresh you with my word. Only a little trust, and you can achieve endlessly much, because the Lord helps you in every need. And therefore do not resist when the reference to the Word of God enters your life. Then pay attention to this reference, and you will achieve everything to reach maturity. Only your will must be good and gladly submit to the divine will. And then you feel the hand of your Father in heaven, which stretches out towards you, and whoever takes hold of it will be rightly guided until all eternity. Amen.